USA Radio News.
Police in France have killed a terrorist responsible for the deadly Christmas market shooting. The suspect had been on the terrorist watch list since 2015. During a White House photo op with some newly elected governors, President Trump updates us on his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones.
President Trump also distanced himself from his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The CDC is again warning folks, please do not eat romaine lettuce if you don't know where it came from. The romaine lettuce responsible for the most recent E. coli outbreak was from northern and central California. Romaine lettuce grown in Arizona and southern California and Florida and Mexico is safe to eat. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether President Trump's inaugural committee misspent some of the $107 million in donations it took. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A federal agency is taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense.
The Senate passed a resolution to withdraw U.S. support for the Saudi-led coalition at war in Yemen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump says his 46% approval rating is due to the fact that the media, in most cases, only reports the negative things about him. He talks in depth about this on Fox News.
Well, I think it's amazing because I only get bad news. I only get bad stories. You look at the paper, it's all nonsense. It's campaign contributions that, if it were even a campaign contribution, is totally legal. You look at stories one after another, they're all legal. The great lawyers that do that stuff are saying, there's nothing illegal. I get such bad news. So when you tell me I'm at 48, like Rasmussen, I was at 50 in Rasmussen, when you tell me I'm at 50%, I say, how can I possibly be at 50%? When I open up China, like I'm doing right now, nobody reports it. Now, the Wall Street Journal...
But we're talking about it.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, I'm here and we're talking about it. But no, it's on the front page now of the Wall Street Journal, because nobody's ever seen anything like this. But it won't be a big story in NBC or ABC or CBS, and CNN won't even cover it. You know, that's total fake news. What?
The Senate voted 50-49 to approve a bill that would force politically active nonprofits to disclose their donors. Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen of Delaware says dark money plays a huge role in politics, and it's not always a good role.
The American people have a right to know if the candidates they choose to represent them are supported by foreign groups and shady special interests.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm